I've taken my Bible reading from Philippians 4, verse 8. I know you want to know the country we visited. See me in camera. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. The title of this morning's message, before we dance, praise, and rejoice before His presence, is Process Your Thinking. Process Your Thinking. As a human being, you were wired with the ability to think. Every day, you are feeding your thoughts. Whether such thoughts are good or bad thoughts, whether those good or bad thoughts are about yourself, about your spouse, about your children, even about God Himself, you are daily feeding your thoughts. And as long as you have your senses, all kinds of thoughts will continue to run through your mind. Listen to me, Church of God. If you are going to enjoy the kind of lifestyle that God planned for you, which of course is abundant life, you must diligently process your thinking. And whether you agree with me or not, you are not different from the thinking or from your thoughts and your thought pattern. Therefore, you are not permitted to think randomly. You are not permitted to think anyhow, even though you are a free moral agent. You are entitled to your thinking as a free human being. Nobody can think for you. If people are thinking for you, it's because you are out of your mind. May you not be out of your mind in the name of Jesus. Therefore, regardless of your past experiences or what you are presently going through, how you think and what you think about matters a lot, because death was staring one of the psalmists face to face. But he made this declaration in Psalm 118 and verse 17. Let me remind you, I still know that today is Thanksgiving Day. Psalm 118 and verse 17. It says, I shall not die but live. No, this is not a statement of somebody who is... is somebody that the doctors have written off. Somebody that his situation had written off. It is someone that the next chapter of his life is telling him about death. But he stood up and declared and said, I, John Egbewelle Mewa, I shall not die but live, and declare the works of the Lord. Can you declare that to yourself too? Can you say it? Can you say it to that situation? Can you say it to that marriage? Can you say it to that business? Can you say it to that business? Can you say it to that doctor's report that I shall not die? My marriage shall not die. Clap your hands and begin to pray that prayer now. I know today is Thanksgiving, but only the living, shall praise the Lord. Your marriage will not die. Your health will not fail. Your business will not fail. That doctor's report, God is going to turn it around. That health situation is going to be turned around. Declare Psalm 118 and verse 17. I shall not die. My spouse will not die. My husband will not die. My wife will not die. My children will not die. That health situation will not kill me. That doctor's report will not kill me. Prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come and let your amen sound like thunder. As your pastor, and as I remain your pastor, and I'm going to remain your pastor for a long time, I will keep on declaring to you that what you think about, you will bring about. During this past Shiloh, somebody met me at the concourse area and said, Pastor, it's as though you are angry with me. And he told me the reason why he was thinking that I am angry, or I was angry with him. Puzzled, I looked at him. I said, I don't think that way. What you are thinking about that you think will make me angry, I don't think that way. Because the way you think is the way you react. I monitor and process the way I think and the way I talk, because life and death is where. Listen, in the mortuary. It's not in the burial ground. It's where? Where? Inside your mouth. That's where God placed life and death. And he said, instead of they that love them, he said, those that love it. So you're the one to choose life and death. That is the kind of power inside of you. I advise you, please, choose life. It is written, because as a man thinketh, as a woman thinketh, so she is and so he is. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor, left and right. That is the product of what he's thinking about. That is exactly what he's thinking had brought into his life or her life. The scriptures cannot be broken. Listen to me, church. God does not have a sentimental personality. You're whining, you're crying, you're jumping, does not change God. The only thing that changes God is his word. He watches over his word to bring it to pass. Because the word that gets out of his mouth cannot go back to him void without performing what that word was sent to do. The Bible says he sent forth his word and it delivered them and healed them out of all their destruction. I am standing on this altar and I'm sending the word of God to you. And I'm saying the 11th hour miracle is on their way. Yeah. I don't like your amen. God does not watch over your situation. Listen to me. He does not watch over your situation, your condition, or whatsoever you're going through. He will watch over the word of God that you are applying to that situation. Because that is what he's going to use to settle that situation. God is helpless, as it were. The Bible says they tied God's hand with their unbelief. So when you have a situation on ground, God will see the situation, but the tools he's going to use is the word of God you apply to that situation. Apply the word of God by the way you think. Apply the word of God. Look at your neighbor. Give him a hard high five and say, apply the word of God. Apply the word of God. Apply the word of God. Lift up your voices. Clap those hands and say, Father, thus says the Lord, I shall not die but live. Prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say amen 3 times. Amen, amen, amen. The word of God is powerful. A lot of you, you choose the name of God, but God says, my name is honored. But I honor my word that gets out of my mouth. So you don't honor God before God is honored. There is something that he pushes out of his mouth that is full of honor. So when that word that is pushed out of his mouth rests upon you, honor comes. What did I say? Honor. Mommy, Pastor, and I, everywhere we enter, I'm telling you, the places we visited, they don't speak English. You still want to know the place, don't worry. But they will be looking at Mommy, Pastor, and I, and they will be speaking their language. Our guide will now be interpreting. He will tell us that she just said that you guys are looking gorgeous. And we dressed as simple as we can or could. But you know what? The word of God. That's why the Bible said, let the word of God dwell inside of you richly. Some of you, you don't even read the word. That is what brings riches and honor and prosperity. It is the word of God. That's why the psalmist said, the word of God have I hid inside of me. If you are falling and rising, what you are short of is what? The word of God. That was what the devil heard. Jesus Christ said, it is written. It is written. It is written. Until you quote, it is written in that situation, God cannot do anything. Clap your hands and say, it is written. John Igbewele Omewa, you will not die, but live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Process your thinking. As a man thinketh, as a woman thinketh in herself, so she is. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Shake your left leg and shout, amen. Philippians 4 verse 8. It says, finally, the finality of the matter is how you think. You are not permitted to think randomly. Otherwise, your life will become a ransom to the kingdom of darkness. You see, church, my outlook to life is enveloped by the way I think. My relationship with my wife is enveloped by the way I think. The relationship between my children and I is enveloped. It's enveloped in the way I think. In fact, my relationship with God is all embedded in the way I think. The way I think, listen, whether you are there or not, I think that God is with me. So what I cannot do in the presence of the church. I cannot do outside the presence of the church because God is the one I am thinking about. My giving to God is based on how I think. I've been struggling not to be emotional as I'm preaching. Because while my daughter, the wife of the money man, was leading us in worship, I was thinking about where God brought me from. And I just couldn't hold myself. The way you relate to people is based on your thinking about God. You don't stack dollars that you don't spend in your country, in cartons and in drawers, if you are thinking about God. You don't allow the currency of your country to become ashes if you are thinking about God. When you maltreat people that are created and made after the similitude of God, it's because you are not thinking about God. Your thanking and praising and worshiping God is based on how you think about God. That's why the elders, by the way, by December, I will be thinking of becoming an elder. Yeah. Huh? I'm an elder. Who told you that? I am thinking by December 20th, when I'll be 70, I'll now begin to think how I'm going to become an elder. But the elders will say that if you know how to think, you will know how to thank God. For instance, it's speaking in tongues in the western part of Nigeria. Enitoba Monuro. You have, for you to thank God, you have to think. And your thinking does not depend or should not depend on your present situation. Because the elders will say, when a child falls, he will look at the front. But when an elder falls, he looks at the back. So if you have to thank God, you must think about where God brought you from. And the Lord has brought you from the dungeon. I remember a brother telling me during the Liberian War, we are going to give you a time to testify very soon, what he went through. So you must think about where God brought you from. You'll be able to thank God. That's why he said you cannot think randomly. Jesus. Listen to me, church. There are certain thoughts that you should not permit in your thinking faculty. Thoughts of defeatism. Thoughts of hopelessness. Thoughts of a bleak and hopeless future. Suicidal thoughts. What's wrong with you? The elders will say, a bird can perch on your head. They perch or pig. Perch. I go to school now. But you should not allow that bird to begin to create a nest upon your head. Have you to reevaluate your thoughts, that suicidal thoughts, that if you kill yourself, it's an express way to hellfire? But the devil, all he's trying to do is to change your thinking faculty to think that God is bad. Is God bad? Lift up your right hand and say, God, you are good. And I'll praise you all the days of my life. Process your thinking. You remember this biblical guy called Naaman? He was a leprous man who arrived to see the prophet of God. But when the prophet of God in 2 Kings 5:11, you can highlight it, 2 Kings 5:11, 13 and 14, when he was told by the prophet, go to River Jordan, dip yourself 7 times and you'll be clean. The Bible said that, verse 11, but Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over this place and recover the leper. That was his thinking, and it was contrary to his thinking, and he got annoyed. There are a lot of you, you just believe. When you leave college, you will have a job, then you have a wife or a husband, then you start having children, then you start, that you're thinking. But the thoughts of God towards you differ from your thoughts. It is my prayer for you that the will of God will be perfected in your life. Stretch your hands towards the altar and say, Father, may your will be perfected in my life. For Naaman, nothing changed. The river did not change. Elisha did not come out, but he changed his thinkings. Pray now and say, Father, please change my negative thinkings. Change my negative thinkings in the name of Jesus. Do diligent to the way you think. Bro? Yes, you, bro. Sis? Yes, you. Life is all about thinking. There is an agency called Think Tank, T-A-N-K, LLC. Think Tank LLC. Their job, they have been employed to think for other corporate bodies. Their own job is to think on the way forward. So everything about life is about thinking. Inventors, they sit down and think. iPhone 14 Pro came out September 16th of this year. As I speak, they are thinking on how to make it obsolete for you. Especially those of you that, oh, another iPhone, don't come. They are thinking about you. Because all they do is to just change the color, change the case, but the high drive is still the same. And since they know that selfie, but I'm a pro now in selfie. Before, when I hold the phone, I'll be concerned. By the time the picture shows up, I said, no, this is not. So this trip, I perfected it. Just got this much more done. So the think tank company, they know that everybody wants to take pictures, selfies. So they will bring up, they invent a phone. The one you had was 3 cameras. They will make it 4 or make it 5. And that's the first thing they will show you. 4 cameras. My iPhone. Think tank. And that's why, brother, the Bible says, as a man thinketh. Oga, husband, what are you thinking about your wife and children? I had a father, he's gone to glory. Thank God he got born again. He wasn't thinking about my mother and the children. It was all about him and him alone. And that's why when I see fathers, husbands that are thinking about themselves, you remind me of somebody who was so self-centered. Mother, what are your thoughts? What are you thinking about your husband? What are you thinking about your wife? I told my children, as long as I'm alive, I will always be your father. What does fathers do? They provide. That's why God has not ceased to be your father. He could have looked at you and said, no, you're good to go now. No. He will be your father. Titiayeraye. Forever and ever, God will remain God. So my children had not outgrown me taking care of them. You may say, ah, Pastor, what kind of father are you? I just told you. Anytime, it doesn't matter how much they are earning. When they have a need, I will show up. The head will always be the head. It doesn't matter how much my wife is earning. I will always be a hussy husband. Husband, they care for their wives. I don't care how much my wife is earning. I don't even want to know. When she has a need, I will meet it. Thinking. And when God knows that you're thinking like him, he will always provide resources so that you can operate like him. This God, he thinks about humanity. He rains upon the unjust and the just. He sends his blessings upon the just and unjust. It's just that they will not make it to heaven without Jesus. Think like God. That's why Jesus Christ said, have the God kind of faith. I will never, 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 never lack till I see God in glory. The reason, when I see a need, I meet it. Doesn't matter who you are. It's just that I'm careful that you don't take me for granted. Because human beings can do that. I'm so watchful. If I know you're not taking my simplicity for granted, I will be there for you. It's the way I think that functions my life. I empathize with people easily. I put my position, your position in my position, and I will act. Process the way you think, and God will be there for you. Children, how do you think about your parents? You don't know. She said, you're jealous. Yeah, God is jealous. Yeah, God is jealous. When I see children, when they have both parents with them, I am what? Is it jealous the right word? It's okay, right? Okay. It's envy that is not good. Because I never had one. My last boy asked me, say, Daddy, how can you believe in saving so much? I say, there was nobody there. I have to fend for myself, think for myself. That's why I ended up in Calcutta. So parents, be there. Children, think about your parents. And that's why my children, you are inside pepper soup if you don't take care of me and mommy. Abby? Because that is where your destiny lies. I took care of my mother until she ended up in heaven. I took care of her. At the point I carried her, she. You understand? My mother is, if you look at one of my daughters, you'll know how my mother looked. So, stop looking at her like that. She got it from somewhere. But it got to a time, the woman that carried me on her back needed a back to be carried. I carried her. And that was the last trip. That was the last trip. And that's why, don't be envious when you see my blessing. Because I took care of Mama. I took care. Hallelujah. Then, why I know I will not suffer, I'm taking care of my father in the Lord. Papa Adeboye, he does not need my money. I told him once, I said, you can hire the best designer in the world. He said, you are the best. So I'm still sewing his clothes. I'm deliberately doing it so that you can take care of me. Aha, it's resonating now. Because I'm taking care of him, you have no choice. Look at your neighbor. You have no choice. You must take care of this pastor. And as you're taking care of this pastor, the God who asks the pastor to be your pastor will take care of you. Jam your hands together and say, Father, I am thinking about you. God wants you to think about him. I ran up with this. Oh, no, water. Stand up. When you're thinking about God, it doesn't matter what comes your way. Job lost all. But the Bible says he did not judge God foolishly. He still worshipped. So Philippians 4 verse 8. Philippians 4 verse 8. This is PJO's version. PJO's what? Version. That is the King James Version. But listen to PJO's version. Is God true? If he is true, thank him. Is God honest? If he is honest, thank him. Is God just in all his dealings with you? If he is just, then thank him. Is God pure in his mannerism? If he is pure, then you thank him. Is God lovely? If you know he is lovely, then thank him. Is the report about God, is that report good? If it is good, thank him. Is there any virtue following God and serving God? If there is virtue in serving God and following God, then you should thank him continuously, wholeheartedly. Is there any praise in all that God has done? If there is praise, lift up your voices and shout hallelujah. Lift up both hands. Ancient of days, as old as you are. As old, you will never change. As old as you are. You will man. Oh, the enemy meant for him, God has turned. Yes. Oh, the enemy turn. I say, my God, what the enemy meant for shame, oh, Baba has turned it around. He has turned it around. What the enemy meant for shame, oh, God has turned it around for my good. What the enemy meant for your children, God is turning it around. He is turning it. He's turning it around. What the enemy meant for your children. Oh Lord, we We are very, very grateful for all you have done for us. Sing it out. Excellent Jehovah, mighty Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine. Excellent Jehovah, mighty Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord. Hallelujah. Excellent Jehovah, mighty Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine. Excellent Jehovah, mighty Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord. Halle, 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 halle. Shake your body. Let everything within you bless his name. Tamunobe, Noribimye, Ibalafa. Tamunobe, Noribimye. Ibalafa, Ibala, Ibalafa, Ibalafa. Tamunome, Oremiye, Ibalafa, Ibalafa. Ibalafa, Tamunabe, Oremiye, Ibalafa, Ibala, Ibalafa, Ibalafa, ma bario fomiye, Ibalafa. Jukuna ndewo, Jukuna ndewo, imela Chineke na ndewo. Onye na biasa ndewo, oyi ndewo, imela. Imela, 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 imela. Nibalile, imela, oh, imela. Your dance. Iba bo mi duro lori. Eje atodo do Jesu. Unko je bekele o unkan leyi oruko la Jesu mo duro le I have a very big God. He's always by my side, a very big God, oh, by my side. Sing it and say it. He's always by my side, a very big God, oh, by my side, by my side.
I am a very big God, oh. Jehovah El Shaddai, a very big God, oh, is by my side, by my side. I lift up my voice in praise. Today, oh, I lift up my voice in praise. Why? For I know you are always there for me.
Hey!
Almighty God,
hey!
No matter. Today, you are always there for me, Almighty God.
You are my only Lord.
Hallelujah. When you are thinking about God, it reflects on the way you see life. And when God knows that you are thinking about Him, He makes sure that everyone will be thinking about you, and for good. You begin to enjoy favor. You begin to see mercy. People will just go out. This trip, mommy, pastor, and I will just look at ourselves, see favor on display, favor. Because when you are thinking about God, you are full of God. The more of God you think about, the more godly you become. The more God you talk about His mercies, regardless of what you're going through, the more God will present your case before the throne of heaven. So it is a win-win situation. When you are always thinking about God, it helps you to run away from sin. Whether your wife is there or not, whether the church is there or not, you know, there is a big God who is always by your side. He will begin to take care of you. He begin to take care of your children. Mercies you don't deserve. Breakthroughs you don't deserve. They will just be falling on your laps. Nyafu, nyafu. Your life becomes because God knows that you are thinking about Him. That's why you have to evaluate the way you think about what you think about. And the God who matters the most will be thinking about you. Because He did told us, He said, the thoughts that I have towards you, they are of good and not of evil, to grant unto you your expected end. Your life is not over. Your best is yet to come. But if you are to think about God, you cannot be living in sin. Because the prayer of the unjust, they are filthy before Him. So think about God. If you are not born again, then your thoughts towards God cannot be accepted. All you need to do is, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want to think about you. I want to be part of you. And that God of 11th hour miracle is going to show up in your life. So peradventure, there is anyone in the church or those worshiping from their different location, you know you're not born again. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Into my heart. Sing it as a prayer. If you know you're not born again, sing it as a prayer. Come into heart, Lord Jesus. For those of us who sang that song as a prayer, Jesus is entering into your life. A new life and a new way of thinking is coming your way. In Jesus' name, we pray.